Hostage by James Hamilton Patterson.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Monday was the day they usually went riding out at Asuf. The embassy car, a vast ginger Chevrolet with diplomatic plates, collected Wayne after lunch. Bernard was sitting in one corner at the back, his legs slewed sideways and elegantly crossed as if to emphasize the spaciousness. He was wearing an old pair of Levi's tucked into shabby cowboy boots. He looked terrific. "So," he said, as the car pulled away, "what happened at lunch?" He turned his head to glance out of the window as he spoke. Wayne recognized the question as not requiring a serious answer, since Bernard would not be listening.
"Oh, well, nothing much, except that some men dropped a butagas cylinder in the street and it exploded. Oh, you know, their usual trick of rolling them off the back of the truck onto a heap of sacking. I suppose the cylinders had been well baked in the sun anyhow, and all it needed was the extra knock. They're always doing it. One of the men got some metal in his wrist, and Ali came rushing into my mother shouting that a bomb had gone off. He thought it was the start of a revolution or something, because he went on about Bolshevik, until my mother... I should take the Wadi Ain route, Hassan,"
Bernard sang out suddenly in French.
"We're a bit pressed for time since our late start."
Yards away, up front, the driver inclined his head.
"Oh, sorry, Wayne," said Bernard in English.